This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abam, welcome everyone. Parshas Truma. We have very exciting shir. We want to begin by thanking the sponsors of tonight's shir. All the shirim on Sefer Shemais are sponsored by Dr. Zakheim, Umishpachta, Le'ila Nishmas Rav Shloima, Eliezer ben Harav Yaakov Zakheim, and Le'ila Nishmas Dr. Zakheim's mother, Rivka Bas Tuvia Halevi, the Neshama Shem and Aliyah, they should believe Lelitza Yisharm for the whole family, Ad Bias Goel Tzedek. We thank very much the Israeli family for sponsoring the learning of Chodesh Shavad Meir in memory of Meir ben David, dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Israeli, Vigan Eden Temenu Chasai. Should be a male seal for his whole family, Ad Bias Goel Tzedek. Tonight's shir is still awaiting sponsorship. If anybody would like to participate, please let us know. Okay, Parshas Truma. So we're talking about the building of the Mishkan. And the Mishkan has very unusual ingredients in terms of who donated to the Mishkan. So for example, if you walk through most hospitals in the United States of America, you'll see that the donors are usually nice Jewish people. The main donors, the secondary donors, almost all the donors. You see pictures of, you know, husband and wife, and almost always they're of Jewish descent. And if you go to, unfortunately, if you go to the zoos in this country, many of the donors, I remember once thinking that in the Bronx Zoo, somebody donated $30 million for the gorilla house. Can you imagine how much good could be done with $30 million? But, lahavdil elef alfei avdalos, who donated to the Mishkan? We know, me'eis kalish asher yedvenu libay tekulas chumasi. However, the Mishkan, aside from the regular donations from all of Klal Yisrael, had very unusual ingredients. So let's start with the Briach HaTichon. We know the Briach HaTichon was the pole that went 30 amos through the wall, 10 amos through the exit wall, the back wall, 30 amos on the Tzafon, a total of 70 amos. And miraculously, the Gemara in Shabbos says the Briach HaTichon bent, it curved. Okay. Imagine if, told you, you know, there's one beam that extends from that wall, that wall, that wall. It's impossible. How does the beam burn? How does the beam bend? But that's what the Gemara tells us. It was miraculous. V'habriach hatichon b'toich ha'akroshim mavriach min ha'kotze el ha'kotze. Says Targum Yonis ben Uziel. Where'd they get the wood from? Says Targum Yonis ben Uziel. V'nigra mitziyah b'goy luchaya, the middle beam, mishalbesh mitziyah v'lesavei, it extended from one end to the other, min ilana, from the tree din nitziv Avraham b'vera d'shava, that Abraham planted in Beersheba. V'charavar yiso yas yama, when the Jewish people crossed the sea, Kitolu Malacha Yaseilana, the angels cut the tree. Vitalkulian, they threw into the sea. Vava Tofe Ampe Maya, and it floated on the waters. Vahava Malacha Machers, the angels cried out, Deinu Ilana Savavram Beersheva, this is the Eshel that Abraham planted in Beersheva. So the Briach HaTichon, the support of the Mishkan, who contributed to it, where did it come from? The Eshel of Avraham Avinu. That's very interesting, that Avraham Avinu is holding up the Mishkan. Avraham Avinu provided the wood that holds up the Mishkan. Next, what's another ingredient in the construction of the Mishkan? V'yasisa es hakirashim. You should make the pillars, the vertical beams. The vertical beams, the what?
Boards.
The boards. Rashi's bother, what's hakirashim? The boards. What's the boards? Rashi says, Hayolaylam Rasisa Krashim, boards. What's the boards? Ma'u hakirashim. Ooh, these were special boards. Yaakov Avinu planted cedars in Egypt. They said, hey, Jacob, what are you doing? Why are you planting cedars in Egypt? In Egypt, we make pyramids. I just saw last night, my father got me a book of pictures of Rabbi Avadya Yosef. So, Rabbi Avadya's first job when he was 25, he was a rabbi in Egypt. And where do you take the kids on a tiulim in Egypt? The pyramids. So I saw a picture of Rabbi Avadya and like all the bachrim with the pyramids in the background. So that's what you do in Egypt. But what Yaakov Avinu planted cedars in Egypt. And he told Klal Yisrael, take him out with you when you leave Mitzrayim. On Yaakov's deathbed, he said, Ruvain, Bechori, Yata, Shimon, Belevi, Klei Chamas, Rerazem, Yehuda, Adiducha. Hey, don't forget about the trees in the backyard. Make sure you get them out of Egypt. Hashem's going to eventually tell you to build a Mishkan, and you're going to need Atzei Shittim. Make sure you have the trees. That's what it means in the piyut for the first day of Pesach. Tos mata mezayrazin kairois batenu arazim. That Yaakov Avinu encouraged Klal Yisrael to take the arazim out of Mitzrayim. So Avraham Avinu is responsible for the horizontal beams, the Briah HaTichon, and Yaakov Avinu is responsible for the vertical beams. And what did Yitzchak do? So the Medrash tells us in the Yalkut Shemayni and the Medrash Tanchuma, Yitzchak Avinu played a very important role. Anybody know what day was the Hakamas HaMishkan complete? What day did they finish putting up the Mishkan? Chaf Hei Kislev, Chanukah. And God said, no, not yet, not yet. We're not going to put it up today. We're going to leave it folded, Kislev, Teves, Shvat, Adar, and we're going to put it up Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Why? It's Yitzchak's birthday. It's the month of Yitzchak's birthday. So the date selected for the Hakamas HaMishkan was the birthday of Yitzchak Avinu, the month of the birthday of Yitzchak Avinu. So Avraham Avinu, he supplied the Briah HaTichon. That's like, you know, the vertebrae. That's like the spine of the Mishkan. And Yaakov Avinu provided the bones, the crushim, and Yitzchak provided the calendar date. Is that interesting? Why wasn't it good enough that Yankel Beryl gave the gold and Feivel gave the silver and Alexander, he gave the copper and some other guy? No, we need Avraham Avinu's Briah HaTichon. What do we need Avraham Avinu's Briah HaTichon? Well, Dafka, only Avraham Avinu could supply something like that? Only Yaakov could supply the planks? So apparently the Avos had to be the contributors toward the Mishkan. So I saw an idea this week in the Sefer Chikrei Lev of Rab Aryeh Lev Haiman. I want to thank my dear friend Rab Gedalia Schwartz who got me the Sefer. And I figured this would be a great idea for a shir. And I knew, look, this week I'm under the gun a little bit. I'm leaving tomorrow. So I figured it would be a little bit of a shorter shir. And we're all good, you know. But then after this idea hit me, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave Mamish a big matana on top of it. So let me share with you first what the Chikrei Lev says. We have to go back to the Ramban's Hakdama on Sefer Shemais. Anybody know? We know Bereishis has another name. What is Bereishis called? Sefer Yetzirah, the Book of Creation. So the question is, I understand that we're going to call Parshas Bereishis the Parsha of Creation because it talks about the creation of the world. But why call the whole Sefer Bereishis Sefer HaYetzirah? Hashem's not creating the butterflies in Parshas Vayera. Chayisara told us, well, why is the whole Sefer called Sefer HaYetzirah? So the Ramban utilizes this famous principle that Maaseh Avos Siman Labanim, whatever the activities Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov did, it created the history of the Jewish people. It created what would eventually happen to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the entire Bereishis is called the Book of Creation because the whole Bereishis, everything that happened to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov created the history of the Jewish people. So Yaakov Avinu going down to Mitzrayim is Maaseh Avos Siman Labanim. And Yitzchak digging the wells is Maaseh Avos Siman Labanim. And everything that happened in Bereishis is creation, Maaseh Avos Siman Labanim. Says Ramban, what would we call Shemais? What's Shemais? What's Exodus? Shemais is the book of Galus and Geula. Exile and redemption. So now the Ramban is bothered. Okay, that accounts for about four parshiyos. Shemais, Va'era, Boi, Beshalach. God split the Red Sea. We're good to go. We've been redeemed. What do we need? What do we need the tabernacle for? What do we need the garments of the high priest? What do we need Vayakel Pekudei? What are they doing? They were already redeemed all the way in Beshalach. So why is the entirety of Sefer Shemais called Sefer HaYetzirah? Listen to what the Ramban says. The Ramban says, beautiful idea. He says, Vihi, and number 7 on the 7th line, Vihine hagolos einenu nishlam ad yoim shuvam el makoimam. The exile is not complete until we get back to our place. What's our place? V'al ma'alas avoysam yashuvu, that we're restored to the level of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. In other words, we are not redeemed just because God split the Red Sea. Moses is standing there, and all the Jews are walking through the Red Sea, and we cross through, and the waters come crashing down, and we're waving at the Egyptians, who have been torn apart. And now, so we would have thought we're redeemed already. No, we are not redeemed until we reach the level, we're restored to the level of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Says Ramban, when we left Mitzrayim, even though we were technically free, we're still considered goyim, exilees, until, because we're lost in the Midbar. Yeah, we're fardarben in the Midbar. We're completely wayward. We're lost until HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, and we stand on Har Sinai, and we build the Mishkan. And God puts the Shekhinah on the Mishkan. Oh, now we're back to the Madrigo of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Because Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov's Madrigo was Soid Eloika Ale Ahalehem. The secret of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov was they were the Merkava to the Shekhinah. Their tent was the resting spot of the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah rested on the tent of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And until the Jewish people are restored to that level where the Shekhinah is resting on our tent, we are still in Golos. So when does the Geula happen? You ready for this? Says the Ramban, we have to wait until Parshas Truma, we make the tent. And Tetzaveh, we get ready the garments we're going to wear in the tent. And then we're waiting. And we're looking heavenward. And finally, the very last pasuk of Parshas Pekudei. Anan Hashem ala mishkan yoimam le'enei kol beis Yisrael. Chazak, chazak, v'nis chazak. The Shekhinah came down. We're back to the level of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We're no longer in Golos. Now we're redeemed. I don't care if God split the Red Sea and Pharaoh is dead and the Egyptians are dead and God made Makkos. Doesn't matter. We're not redeemed until we get back to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov housing the Shekhinah. When did that occur? When the Shekhinah rests on the Mishkan at the very end of Parshas Pekudei. So now we understand why the whole Sefer Shemais is called the Book of Redemption, because we're not redeemed till we build the Mishkan and God rests on the Mishkan. Now we understand why Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov need to build the Mishkan. Because the purpose of the Mishkan is to be restored to the Madriga of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. To go back to that high level where the Shekhinah rested on the tents of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So who better than Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov can supply the ingredients necessary to build such a tent to house the Shekhinah? So now we know. Avraham has to supply the Briach HaTichon. And Yaakov Avinu supplies the Krashim. And Yitzchak Avinu supplies the date. Because the whole objective of the Mishkan is to get back to the tent of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Good? What about the Imahis? Because the whole purpose of the Mishkan is to get back to the tent of Avraham, Yitzchak. But whose tent was it? It was the tent of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. So the Chikrei Lev says that who built the Mishkan? Who's the architect? Bezalel. Bezalel from Shevet Yehuda. So his great-grandmother is Leah. Who's his partner? Ahaliyav ben Achisamach. Lamate Dan. What's Shevet Dan? Shevet Dan is attributed to Rachel. Because Rachel wasn't having kids, so Rachel said, I'm not going to have kids from me, maybe I'll give Bilhah to Yaakov, Ulai Yibana Mimena. So technically, Dan is Rachel's kid. In fact, when Dan was born, Vatoymer Rachel, Donani Elohim, Rachel named him. So Ahaliyah ben Achisam Matei Dan comes from Rachel. So Rachel and Leah together provided the architects of the Mishkan. Rachel gave Ahaliyah ben Achisamach, and Leah gave Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur. And as the Pasuk says in Megillas Rus, Kerachel ukelea sharbanu shtehem as Beis Yisrael. Why does it say shtehem? They both built Beis Yisrael. Say Kerachel chaleah sharbanu. The word shtehem is extra. But whenever we have the word shtehem, Chazal always darshan that they're equal. So Rachel and Leah, says Reb Leib Hyman, equally built Klal Yisrael. Rachel contributed Aliyah ben Achis Samach, and Leah contributed Betzalel. So the Imahis also have a chelek in the Mishkan. And how about Sarah and Rivka? The answer is, this is the most obvious of all. So Yitzchak Avinu, goes out to the field to pray for a shidduch, and he daven tfilas mincha, from which we learn that if somebody's in need of a zivug, the most effective tefillah is mincha. And right when he finished the tefillah, he lifts up his eyes. Hey, she's coming. That's expeditious prayer service, you know? I have a friend in Israel. He has on his business card, Redemption Expediter. He's a redemption expediter. But then talks about, expeditious prayer answering. Yitzchak davened, he finished, he did oisa shalom, he lifts up his eyes, and here she comes. So he brings her back to the tent, he wants to see. The pasuk says, ha'oy hala sara imai. Rashi says, what do you mean ha'oy hala sara? He brought her to the tent, and she did exactly what Sarah did. So long as Sarah was alive, the Nair lit from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. And the Challah stayed fresh from Friday to Friday. And the cloud was on the tent. You ever hear those miracles before? Thank you for the dramatic music. Do those miracles sound familiar? In the tent of Sarah, the Ner Shabbos was lit from Friday to Friday, and the challah stayed fresh from Friday to Friday, and the onan was on the tent. That's the first Mishkan. These are the exact same miracles as the Mishkan. What do you think happened in the Mishkan? The Kohen Gadol lit the menorah, and it stayed, the Ner Ma'aravi never went out. Oh, wow, what a big miracle. Not a big miracle. The Mishkan is a replica of the tent of Sarah. This is not a new miracle. The miracle of the Ner Ma'aravi always being burned is just a continuation. The whole purpose of the Mishkan is to restore the Jewish people to the Madrega of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So of course there has to be a miracle in the Mishkan that the Ner is always burning, because that was the original tent of Avraham and Sarah. And then Sarah bakes challah. And as opposed to bread that you buy in America, after 36 hours it's already moldy, unless they pour in, poisonous preservatives, and then it could last for many decades, right? But Sarah's bread lasted from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. Oh, what a big miracle! You ever hear that miracle before? That's the Lechem HaPanim. That's the miracle of Lechem HaPanim. They took it off on Friday, and it was exactly as fresh as when they put it on a week before. Oh, new miracle! Not new miracle. This is as old as the hills. This is what happened in the tent of Sarah. Of course the Lechem HaPanim has to be fresh from Shabbos to Shabbos, because it has to be a replica and a restoration of the tent of Sarah, Rivka, Rachel. And then the cloud came down and the Shekhinah is on the tent. Whoa! Big news. Not big news. This is what Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov had on their tent. This is what Yitzchak saw when he brought Rivka home to the tent. So in other words, if you wanted to know, what is the Mishkan? The Mishkan is merely a national replica of the home of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So you think it's a coincidence that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov had to build the Mishkan? Of course they had to build the Mishkan. The whole purpose of Sefer Shemois is to get back to Sefer Bereishis and the Madrega of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So if that's the purpose of Shemois and that's the purpose of the Mishkan, you think anyone else could do it? Who are we going to hire to do this? We're going to hire, builders are us, to come and bring materials. We need Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are the only ones who could provide the spiritual ingredients to build an edifice that could be a replica of their tent. And even the Imahis also contributed to the building of the Mishkan. But it's interesting, men and women build things different ways. The men will bring the raw supplies, but the women will know, okay, it has to be in this order and the details. So when they built the Mishkan, so Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel, okay, first build the Kelim, and then the building. Bezalel says, no. If I have Kelim, where am I going to put them? First we got to have the building, and then the Kelim. So that was the contribution of Rachel and Leah. That was the contribution of the Imahois. That's the Chachmas Noshem Ban Sabesa. So all of the ingredients and the spirit of the Mishkan was merely a replica of the tent of Avraham and Sarah. So in other words, Sefer Shemois is really bringing us back to Parshas Vayera. We're back to Vayera. Avraham Avinu is sitting in his tent, and the Neros are burning from Shabbos to Shabbos, and the bread is fresh, and the Shechina is on the... That's all it is. The Mishkan is going back to the tent of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. This is the great idea of the Sefer Chikrei Lev. Okay? That's a personal question. Okay. So, let's take it a step further. Because I'm thinking about this. And that means that the Sefer Shemois is the book of redemption. Why? Because it's not enough to leave Egypt. It's not enough to split the Red Sea. We got to go back to where? The Madrega of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But to me, there's something missing over here. I don't think we've come full circle. Do you really think that's all that needs to be done in Sefer Shemois? We're not redeemed until we get to the level of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So we're only going back to Vayera? And then it hit me. I believe there's some other important ingredients in the making of the Mishkan. Because in Parshas Vayakel, the Pasuk says, the Nesiim brought Nedavos. The princes, what they bring? The Avnei HaShoyam, the Avnei HaMiluim, for the Eifa and the Choshen, the fragrances, the oil, for illumination, for the Shemen HaMishcha and the Ketaris HaSamim. So Rashi's bothered, why the Nesiim wake up now? So Rashi says, well, the Nesiim, they said, whatever the Jews don't bring, we'll bring. But the Jews brought everything, so there's very little for them to bring, and therefore the word Nesiim is spelled missing without a Yod, to show that they were a little bit lazy. However, the Baal HaTurim says the word Nesiim could also be read as the word cloud. Nesiim v'ruach v'geshem ayin. Nesiim means cloud. The clouds brought the Avnei Shoyam, the Avnei Miluim, and the fragrance, and the oil, and the Shemen HaMishcha. The clouds? What kind of clouds? Says Targum Yonas ben Uziel, special clouds. The clouds of heaven went to Pishon, the Dalayon Mitamon, and they drew from there the Avnei Shoyam and the Avnei Miluim. You ever hear this? The new story, the Targum Yonas ben Uziel says. The clouds went, they took out of the river of Pishon, and they brought the special stones, and they deposited it in the Jewish camp, and the Jews donated it to the Mishkan. Where did it come from? Pishon, one of the four rivers of Gan Eden. So now we're learning the Avnei Shoyam, the Avnei Miluim, they came from Pishon. But we're not finished, says Targum Yonasan. The Soivin Anone Shemaya, the clouds went back. The Ozlin LeGan Eden. The Nozin Mitamon, Yas Busma Bechira, they brought the best spices. The Yas Mishcha Dezesan, olive oil. The Yas Afar Sima Dachia, and fragrant Afar Simon. Afar Simon smells so good. You ever smell Afar Simon? I don't know what it smells like. But it smells really good. So wait a second. Now we're learning that five of the most important items of the Mishkan, they didn't come from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They came from the Garden of Eden. Now two of them came from Pishon. So technically that might not be the Garden of Eden. Although Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid in his commentary to Chumash, he wrote a commentary called Sefer Gematriois. This is a book that goes back 1,000 years. He says the clouds brought the Avnei Shoyam and the Avnei Miluim from the Garden of Eden as well. So according, and the Mefarshim ask on him, there is no source in all the Midrashim that the Avnei Shoyam and the Avnei Miluim came from the Garden of Eden, just the Boisem and the Shaman and the Afar Simon. By the way, the Chida has an amazing reading of the Psukim according to this. So that means it comes out, who donated to the Mishkan? The people. And God. So the Truma starts off like this. Truma starts off. Vayidaber Hashem v'shamar. Daber v'mesa. Number one, v'yikhu li Truma. First of all, take my Truma. Right? Everybody knows. If you're going to make a fundraiser, the guy doing the fundraising better donate himself. So God says, v'yikhu li Truma. First thing I want you to know is I'm going to be contributing. So you say, what are you going to contribute? Don't worry. Avnei Shoyam, Avnei Miluim, the Shemen, the Boisem, the Shemen HaMishcha, v'yikhu li Truma. And me'ez kol ish asher yidvenu libin tikul shemase. And from the people. So I'm in on it, and you guys need to be on in it also. This answers one of the most difficult questions that you'll ever encounter in Parashat Truma. Ready for this? I don't know if you ever noticed this. Here's the Truma. Zahav v'chesef u'nechoshes u'secheles v'argomon v'soy la'ashani v'sheish v'izim v'oyrois v'oyrois v'aseishitim shemen lamar. Why not v'shemen lamar? What happened? In the middle, like 3/4 of the way through, we stopped with the vavs. You ever bother by that question? Shemen lamar. Bisamen. What about v'shemen lamar? U'bisam l'shem l'shem. Says the Chida, God says, first of all, take my truma. V'yikhu li truma. Take my truma. And me'ez kol ish asher yidvenu libay tikul truma. And take from the people. Now from the people, you're going to take zahav v'chasef u'nechoshes u'secheles v'argaman. And the people say, okay, God, what are you going to give? So God says, okay, when the vavs are over, now I'm telling you what I'm going to give. I'm going to give Shemen Lamar. That's why there's no Vav starting with Shemen, because it's a separate thing. It's not connected to what it said before. So bottom line is, a lot of stuff came from the Garden of Eden. So we explained, based on the Chikrele very beautifully, why Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov had to contribute to the Mishkan, because the whole purpose of the Mishkan is to be restored to the level of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And the whole purpose of Sefer Shemais is to be redeemed, to get back to the level of Soid Eloika Alei Olam, the level of the cloud over the temple of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So then what do we need all these donations from the Garden of Eden for? I thought we just got to get back to Parshas Vayera. We got to get back to the level of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So following the line of reasoning of the Chikrei Lev, clearly, if so many important things came from the Garden of Eden, we got to get back not only to the level of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we got to get back to the level that Adam HaRishon was on before he got chased out of the Garden of Eden. So let's talk about that a little bit, because I'm going to show you a pasuk, and honestly, I've read this pasuk many times. I never saw it like this, and now this pasuk is like jumping up and down to me. But first, hold your horses. Look at number 18. When the Mishkan was finally erected, the pasuk says, "Vayehi b'yom," and it was on the day that God, that the Bnei Yisrael completed making the Mishkan. Says the Rashbi, "Vayehi" means something that was. It stopped, and it goes back to the way it was, because when Hashem originally created the world, the Shekhinah came down to the world. How do I know when God created the world, the Shekhinah came down to the world? It says, Vayishma'u, Adam and Chava heard, Eskoil Hashem, Mishalich Bagan. God's voice was walking in the garden. V'kivan shenestalka Shekhinah, be'esh hachata Adam. But then the Shekhinah left when Adam sinned. Lo yarda, the Shekhinah didn't come down until the Mishkan was built. Therefore, when the Mishkan was built, it says, Vayihi, and it was, meaning what was originally is back. What was originally is back. The Shekhinah that was in this world finally came back. So I would add to the Ramban that Sefer Shemois is not just going back to the Madrega of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The Madrega of the Shekhinah resting on the tent of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But it's going back to the level that Adam HaRishon was on before he sinned in the very first chapter of Bereishis, where the Shekhinah is down here in this world. You see, Bereishis begins that God is down here in this world. And then Adam sinned. But Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov apparently kept the semblance of Shechina in this world, and then the Shechina left completely, and not until the end of Sefer Shemois does the Shechina come back to the way it was in the Garden of Eden. In fact, what pasuk did God say when the Mishkan was built? It's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. It has the most beautiful trup in all of Tanakh. Basi legani achoisi chala. Basi legani. When the Mishkan was built and God came in, God said, I've come to my garden. Huh? The Mishkan's not a garden. Why is God saying, I've come to my garden? Says the Medrash, look at number 19. Amar Rav Menachem, chasnei d'Rav Elazar bar Avuna, b'shem Rav Shimon bar Yoseina. Basi legani, God said, I remember the good old days when I was present in this world and you heard my voice, mishalich bagan. When Adam sinned, the Shekhinah went up from the first Rakia. It left this world, it went up to the first Rakia. Cain sinned, it went up to the second Rakia. Dar Enosh sinned, it went up to the third Rakia. Dar HaMabel sinned, it went up to the fourth Rakia. Dar HaMigdal, it went up to the fifth. Anshe Sedoim, the sixth. The Mitzriim, the seventh. And then the Jews had to bring it down, 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 down. So what happened? Avraham Avinu brought it down to six. Yitzchak brought it down to five. Yaakov to four. Levi to three. Kohath to two. Amram to one. Moshe came. He built the Mishkan. He brought it back into this world. God comes to the Mishkan. He says, Basi legani. I'm back to my garden. So what's the purpose of the Mishkan? Yes, like the Chikrei Lev says and the Ramban says, to bring us back to the Madrega of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And that's why Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov had to contribute to the erection of the Mishkan. But we need to get back to an even greater level. We need to get back to Gan Eden. So you think it's a coincidence that the most important ingredients of the Mishkan came from Gan Eden? In fact, I just said today, this afternoon, from the Kuzari, the Kuzari writes, the Shemen HaMishcha and the Ketores HaSamim were not carried by Kohath. They were not carried by Merari and Gershom. They were carried by Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen because they're the life force of the Mishkan. So the life force of the Mishkan, that has to come from a special place. Where does that come from? That comes from the Garden of Eden. In fact, the Chida's great-great-grandfather, the Chesed Avram, Avram Azulai, he writes that when Hashem created Adam in the Garden of Eden, so question, so what was the rest of the world for? Like, I know what you're thinking. If Adam was in the Garden of Eden, so what was Borough Park? Right? I'm saying, did that ever cross your mind? Why did God create Borough Park if Adam's in the Garden of Eden? So the Chesed Avram addresses that exact question. He says the Garden of Eden was like the Beis HaMikdash. And that's where Adam Rishon did his Avodas Hashem. And when he needed to take care of Tzarchei Haguf, physical needs, then he went to Bar Park. He went outside of the Mishkan. He went to Chutz La'aretz. Gefilte fish, right. Something like that, right? So basically, just what we're bringing out from the Ches Eli Avram is that Gan Eden was a Mishkan, a Mikdash. You ready for this pasuk? You're going to flip, you're going to do a somersault. I'm going to show you a pasuk you saw your whole life. Matis, full 360. You ready? You're going to be so happy when you see this pasuk. Vayigoresh es ha'adam. He chased out Adam. Vayashkin mikedem legan Eden es hakruvim. So literally, yeah. Rashi says, God put outside of Gan Eden these malachei chavala, these dangerous angels wielding swords that if Adam would come in, they would chop off his head or something. Vayashkein. There was a Mishkan. Mikedem, before Gan Eden. And what was in that Mishkan? Kruvim. So who said you could read that pasuk that way? Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. Says Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. Uterad yas adam min da ashri. Yikar Shchinte, God chased out Adam, Min de ashrei yukar shchinte, from the place that he dwelled, his shchina, man lekadmin, previously. Where did God dwell his shchina previously? Bein train kruvaya, between the two cherubs. Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says, there was a place called Mishkan. You know what that place was? Gan Eden. And in the Mishkan, God dwelled his presence. You know where? Between the two cherubs. The Targum Yonasan ben Uziel argues on Rashi. Rashi says these were two dangerous angels standing the east of the garden. No, says Targum Yonasan. God chased out Adam. Vayashkein, and God dwelled Mikedem, previously, Ligan Eden, in the Garden of Eden. Where did he dwell? As Hakruvim, on the two Kruvim. So we think God told Moshe, I want you to build an Aroin with two Kruvim. So, whoa, what a novel idea of having. And God says, I'm going to dwell between the two Kruvim. Wow, what kind? God's going to dwell between two Kruvim. What a new idea. God dwells between two Kruvim. This is as old as the hills. This is the first thing in the Chumash. Basically, the Chumash opens up that God created a Mishkan. The name of the Mishkan was Gan Eden. The proof is that when the Mishkan was built, God said, Basi Lagani, I'm back to my garden. And in this Mishkan, God dwelled where? In two Kruvim. So when they built the Mishkan, Hashem's not saying, I have this like new idea. Hashem said, let's do this again. Garden of Eden, take two. And I said, why do we need all these things from the Garden of Eden? It's so strange, right? It's so mysterious. Not mysterious at all. It's clear as day. Of course, we need the life force of the Mishkan to come from Gan Eden, because that's what the Mishkan is. The Mishkan is, let's try Gan Eden. Look, this time it's not going to be a big garden. It's going to be this little area. It's going to be enclosed. It's going to be encapsulated. But that's what the Garden of Eden is.
It's referring to the Kodesh HaKodeshim, right?
Yeah. Well, look, there's Eden, there's the Gan, so they're different levels.
Yeah. So he's going to Kodesh HaKodeshim, not just a regular garden.
Right. Look, even Gan Eden, there are different levels. There's Eden, and there's the garden that surrounds it, the Gemara in Taina says. So too in the Mishkan, there's the Kodesh HaKodeshim, there's the Kodesh, there's the Chatzar. But this is what we're learning, that the Mishkan, firstly, according to the Ramban and the Chikrei Lev, was going back to the Madrega of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, taking us back to Vayera. But I think, Nitein lanu makom lehizgader, I think we could add a very significant idea that it's not just that we're going back to the tent of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we're going back to the level the world was on when Hashem created it originally. Vayehi. And basically then, this is another level of understanding why the Netziv brings down from the Bahag that Sefer Shemais is book 2. Because it's basically creating the world one more time. We're trying again. We're trying another attempt at the Garden of Eden with the two Kruvim. I saw that the Shvilei Pinchas uses this Targum Yonasan ben Uziel to explain a comment of the Tana de Be'el Yohu. Tanud Belio says God chased out Adam. So from here we learn that God divorced Adam like a woman. He gave him a get. And Vayashkin Mikedem Gan Eden is a Kruvim. Melamed that the Kruvim came before all of Masa Bereishis. The first thing created was the Kruvim. So next time your kid comes home and says, yo, what's the first item of creation? So, I don't know, the water, the air, everyone has the answers. Rashi says the water was created before the heavens. No, first thing we created were the Kruvim. Where does it say that? It's a pasuk in Chumash. Which pasuk? Vayigoresh es ha'odam, vayashkin, God dwelled, mikedem legan Eden, even before the Garden of Eden. Es ha'kruvim, he dwelled on the two Kruvim. So let's end off with this. So you'll ask, whoa, so if the Mishkan was like the Garden of Eden, and that's why we had to have the life force, like we said from the Kuzari, the Shemen Hamar, and the Besamim, and the Shemen HaMishka were the life force of the Mishkan. So if basically the Mishkan was a virtual Garden of Eden, we know in the Garden of Eden, it was a pretty good place, no? Nobody died. Adam was going to live forever. and there was no decomposition, and there was no breakdown, and nobody had to go to work. Says the Chassid Yaivitz, he's not addressing this question, he's just observing a phenomenon. He says, you know, 10 miracles occurred daily in the Beis HaMikdash. One is the meat never spoiled, and there were no flies in the Mikdash, and the Kohen Gadol never became Tameh, and there was no decomposition, there was no breakdown. Why? He says, since this was the Makom of the Shekhinah, therefore, there cannot be any kilkel, because kilkel comes from the sin of Adam HaRishon, and this is transcends that. But now we have a very deeper understanding of why in the Mishkan, in fact, there was no decomposition, there was no kilkel. The Mishkan was a place that is impervious to all the klalos that were brought to the world through Adam HaRishon. In the Mishkan, the meat didn't spoil. In the Mishkan, nothing rotted. There were no flies. Because the Mishkan is actually a restoration of the world to the way things were. Began Eden Mikadem. And to an certain extent, it carried over to the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, the miracles that are observed in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos were the 10 miracles that took place in at least the first Beis HaMikdash. Now, we'll end with this. It's time for real. You look in Sefer Eicha. Eicha is a kina about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And how does Eicha end? Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva Chadeshameinu. I would have said, Chadeshameinu, ki mei beis hamikdash. Renew our days like when the temple stood. No. Renew our days, ki kedem. The simple meaning is like Adam and Garden of Eden. I understand. The temple was just destroyed. So shouldn't we be praying that God should restore us to the days the temple stood? Why are we going back to Adam HaRishon and Gan Eden? Because that is what the temple is. That's what the Beis HaMikdash is. The Beis HaMikdash is basically a restoration of Vayashkein Mikedem Legan Eden Es Hakruvim. We're learning a new pshat in that from Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel, that the Mishkan was actually the Garden of Eden, and the Garden of Eden was a Mishkan. And therefore, the day the temple was built, the Mishkan was erected, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Basi Legani Achoisi Kala, I finally have come back to my garden. So we should all be Zoicha to see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, Sheivanim Hervi Yameinu, and we shall be Zoicha, Chadesh Yameinu Kekedem. Thank you very much. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.